Greetings, friends, and welcome to I Think Speech. I am Hazel Archer Ginsburg, and today I'm contemplating the virtue associated with the constellation of Virgo. So we have 12 virtues, and they correspond to the 12 signs of the zodiac. This virtue begins at the end of August and through the end of September, and the virtue is courtesy. Courtesy becomes steadfastness of feeling. And I've taken up these virtues because I've been really trying to work to understand Mary Magdalene in her overcoming of the seven demons to become she who anoints the anointed one. So I've been working with these 12 virtues as an antidote, right, to try to turn these vices in myself, these demons, if you will, into virtues. So we have these wonderful little phrases to contemplate each month. Now, being a double Cancer, I've been working with my natal chart with Diane Hayes recently, and in the tropical, I am a double Cancer with a Pisces moon. So this virtue, which to me really encompasses the values of equanimity, this idea of steadfastness, of feeling, you know, it's a lot of water in my chart. I have a lot of feeling, so it's not really my strong suit. You know, and the other day it dawned on me that perhaps it's partly because I've always looked on the word courtesy. I don't like that word. Like it conjures for me this idea of a false societal mask, right? A convention, you know, outside of myself that my say it like it is attitude doesn't really allow me to fully appreciate. And especially since my dear mother, who was another Cancer native, she was always very courteous, but she was also often martyred. So I thought, you know, I don't want to be like that. I got to be tough, right? So that I won't be walked on like she was. But I know that because of this need to adjust to my childhood experiences, I've often let my hard, crabby shell be too heavy in armor. You know, it hurts that sometimes people can see me as being aloof because, you know, they don't know that I'm trying to protect my overly sensitive feeling life, and they see it instead as a conceit, right? So a lot to contemplate when you work with these virtues, and it really woke me up to, you know, really just embrace my vulnerability and to see that to practice this virtue, I must also deal with my impatience, you know, and learn to see that tolerance and, yeah, patient interest is a form of, you know, it's a true form of courtesy. It showed me that, you know, to be kind, to be really courteous, I had to practice a real steadfastness of feeling. It can't come from a rule outside me, an unconscious convention. You know, a patent please and thank you, right? That's you know, that's not it. And it's not, you know, I can't also be, you know, inconsiderate. No, I have to approach the other with a tactful heart, centered in my own equanimity, bringing a calm sobriety and the resolve to contemplate and cultivate and harvest right relationship. So, yeah, the time's come now. We're in the sun is in the contemplative virgin of the heavens right now. And it sparks this wholeness, because we can feel the Virgin sort of gathering us up in her blue mantle, you know, like the ears of corn being harvested. We're brought in, we're brought home from the far fields of summer. And this constellation of the Virgin, it's always been regarded since the ancient mysteries as the bearer of the bread of life, right? And this was fulfilled at the turning point of time in the miracle of the loaves and fishes, right? We see it in the Last Supper and in the birth of the Son into humanity. So if cosmic provisions are to become nourishment for our higher self, for our I, we have to make a connection with the powers of the depths, right? So we can look opposite of the Virgin along the axis of the zodiac, and that brings us to the constellation of Pisces, the sign of the fishes. So this brings, you know, a balance. We can see this above and below, and we can, you know, we get that balance. We can truly feel that we can find that equanimity, that place of inner peace, and say, as St. John did, I am the bread of life. So this begs the question which our current culture has to answer. How can the food of life, which is so often taken in unconsciously, right, in greedy gulps, instead, how can we take it up and internalize it with a wakeful and reverent consciousness, right? If the bread of life is to be fully digested by the eye, then what is required is the destruction of our selfish desires, making us virgin again, making us whole, that we can give birth to the Christ in ourselves, to preserve and to focus the activity of our will, to align it with the divine will, to free the I from the outdated husks, right? So that we can feed the Christ self. Yeah. So in the social realm, the royal virtue of courtesy brings the giddiness of summer's unconscious expansion back into a steadfast feeling of thoughtful care, a soul hygiene that brings the pendulum into right relationship, just as every out-breath is followed by an in-breath. So the austerity of the Virgin leads us into the balanced scales of Libra in preparation for Michaelmas. So we've already been getting this help from the meteor showers at the end of August, right? Bringing the cosmic iron to scintillate in our blood, to bring us into this place of balance. And so this really has to be developed in the practice of our social life. And if we practice this, it can be a high ideal, this courtesy, you know, not just a surface conventional politeness. We can acquire the right heartfelt feeling, which awakens an inner organ that can reveal to us the true being of the other person, as well as opening our connection to the elemental beings that look to us to release them now that the harvesting begins. So these are the thoughts for today. And I think I'll just end this offering with this quote from Rudolf Steiner, who says, "If the sheath-bearing virgin who draws near with golden rays of autumn sun in the blue firmament is to nourish you with what she provides, you must take up this food that is the bread of life in your innermost being. That you can only do when you develop not only your senses, but with them, open up to the spirit of your soul, to the world around you, and deepen in your heart the fruits of your life that you gather, shape, and organize. Only the right heartfelt tact gives you the possibility of recognizing the human being in others and of becoming aware of your own human nobility. Thank you, beloved Virgin. And thank you, Dr. Steiner. And thank you, dear friends, for listening to I Think Speech. Blessings and peace.